If you've ever bought a house, you know how complicated the process can be. There seems like there's a ton of paperwork you have to sign on the dotted line over and over again, and some new companies are noticing. Sites like Opendoor and OfferPad are coming into the residential real estate market with the goal of making this whole process easier. But are buyers and selling losing something in return? Mark Stapp is the executive director of ASU's Masters of Real Estate Development program. He came into our studios recently to talk with me more about these online real estate platforms and their effect on the industry. So we started with the big question. If you're using one of these sites to buy or sell your house, are you losing out?
So it depends on whether you're buying or selling, right? And in both cases, you have to consider what we would call opportunity cost. So if I'm using this to sell and the site, like OfferPad as an example, wants to purchase my house. So they're going to give me a guaranteed purchase price. They're going to buy my house and they're going to give me the time I need to stay in the house to find someplace new, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. I have to wonder whether I'm leaving money on the table. So in a market that's very active, for instance, one of my neighbors in Arcadia put their house on the market. It was on the market for 3 days and they had four offers, three of them above listing. That's the consideration you have to make when you're saying, I'll just take your offer.
Without putting it out on the
market. Without putting it out on the marketplace. Now, for some people where the market isn't that active or they're in a really big hurry, they're not concerned about those opportunity costs. They've done their homework and they go, that's okay. I'll do it. It's simple. I'm done. Probably works really well for them.
Right. I wonder, okay, so you could be leaving equity on the table, but you might not always be. If you were the buyer, how is it affecting you?
I don't think it has as much effect on the buyer side. I think the buyer has other issues that they need to be concerned with that have to do with their ability to evaluate the opportunities. Mm-hmm. And one of the roles that realtors typically play is they guide, they coach, they answer questions, et cetera. So depending on what platform you may be using, you may be missing some of that guidance in answering the questions and pointing out issues about a property that you may not be as familiar with. I think overall, what these are causing is the residential real estate market to have to become more of a consultative role than simply a transactional role. Because what they do is they provide information, they provide efficiency by making the necessary services easily available to you, and they're doing it in a way that they try to remove confusion. Now, on the flip side of that is not every piece of real estate is the same. They're all very different. Even if it's the same house in the same subdivision built by the same builder at the same time, there may be big differences. And the ability to understand the overall marketplace, to point out those differences, to know what the alternatives are, becomes helpful to a potential buyer. So I think that's one of the trade-offs that buyers may have.
Yeah. So it's essentially replacing one middleman, a traditional realtor who will take you around to to houses and show you and guide you through the process, with another middleman, which is an online one, right?
No, it's exactly right. There's still a person in between a buyer and a seller, and it may be a virtual person sometimes, or it may be a group of people that are working behind the scenes. But if you're not as experienced in the market or in this business, your ability to understand what you're seeing may be diminished.
So let's talk about how this affects realtors then. So we don't know exactly how big of a market share they're taking up at this point, but it is growing and it seems to be getting some traction, like you said. If it continues to grow, could this affect or sort of take the place of your local realtor?
I don't know that I'd go so far as to say it completely takes the place of them. It may shrink the number of people with licenses that are making a living doing it. I think that's a distinct possibility. But I do think one of the other things it may do is create these efficiencies in the paperwork, in the communication process. I think a lot of the brokerage, the major brokerage houses, are all looking at how they use technology to support their agents and transitioning some of their platforms to be able to use technology to to make business more profitable and to deliver information to agents so that they can be more informed and help their buyers. So I don't think that the traditional real estate companies are simply going to sit back and let this happen. They're also looking at ways that they use technology and information. We saw this happen with Zillow. We saw it happen mm-hmm. with Redfin. We saw it happen with the companies that came into the marketplace and started making information about available homes widely available. And I do think that, and I've said this to the to various real estate agencies and groups, that they have to be concerned about the fact that their entire business was based upon control of information.
Right.
And that's no longer the case. And so the ability to control the information, to control the transaction has gone away. And now what you've got is you've got people in the marketplace that are gathering information and helping them make decisions. And that puts pressure on the real estate agents to have to interface with them. Mm-hmm. So it's like going to the doctor and he's talking to you about a surgery he thinks you need, and you're starting to ask him all sorts of critical questions about the surgery, about your disease, about the recovery, about the process. And you're like, wait a minute, I'm the doctor. So I think that real estate agents who will be successful in the future are going to understand how they use these platforms and this technology to leverage their ability to be the expert.
Okay. Mark Stapp, thanks so much for coming in.
You're most welcome.
Mark Stapp is the executive director of the Masters of Real Estate Development Program at ASU.